You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up? Good morning and War Eagle, War Report family. You got Ike Jones and we are back with another morning drop. And today we are going to be talking about the defensive line for Auburn. Where can they find production to replace the guys that they lost? Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is Wednesday, March the 6th. Your guy Ike Jones is in here, and we are talking about the defensive line for Auburn football. Appreciate you guys dropping in here with me this morning. Listen, the defensive line is one that has been a question mark going into the last couple of seasons for Auburn. Where is Auburn going to get the productivity from? It's a question that Coach Hugh Freeze had last year. He cited that as a reason last year why he was hesitant to go into the up-tempo style that he had been known for. He wanted to do that, but he didn't want to leave his defensive line out to dry. And, you know, he expressed concerns about how he was going to get the productivity from the interior of the defensive line specifically when addressing the media. So before we get into kind of what Auburn has lost, let's hear the words from Coach Hugh Freeze in regard to that defensive line unit and what he needs to see from them coming up this season and what they've lost.
The biggest question mark we have right now is the interior, the girth on the interior, losing, you know, Marcus and Justin and Lawrence. You know, we lost, you know, some guys that play significant snaps for us and two of our most productive ones. You know, excited to get those transfers in here, plus the young guys. I love our young class. I tell you, Morris and Waller are different now. They can bend, they can move, but again, they're just freshmen. Gage had a really good first practice, as did Trill, and we're going to need those two to step in. We need Jason Jones to really, you know, come on and be the guy and play every snap with great passion and energy, and Bobby is got to come on, and he's got the tools, we believe. DJ Reed's going to move inside. You know, so we've got some guys in there. I do think we will still be searching in the spring portal for some more depth there and maybe one more edge guy. Obviously, Falk has been an incredible leader for a sophomore. He's taking it as his mission to lead that front, and he's easy to follow because he does it the right way, and been good to see that also. And J-Mac, obviously healthy, is a handful, but excited about those young kids behind them too.
Coach Hugh Freeze there when addressing the media, talking about the defensive line as one of the concerns that he has and talking about, hey, listen, we might still need to go get some guys, but we've had some folks that step up and some guys that he's excited about. Now, I want to have a separate conversation about the jack position, which is now called the buck in this new defense. They've made that official out there on the website. So we're going to talk about that position a little bit differently. So that exterior, you know, additional defensive line hybrid linebacker unit, we'll talk about them separately, but I want to specifically talk about the interior defensive line, who we expressed some concerns with, and let's talk about the departures that happened with that group, right? There are quite a few young men who were on this team last year, and he talked about them that are not going to be there next year. He didn't mention, but Mosiah Nasilakite, guy who got injured early in the season, 176 snaps, graduated, of course, not going to be here at Auburn this next season. Next up, you've got Wilkie Denaud, who was a freshman who, you know, was potentially going to be playing some defensive end for this team. He transferred, hit the transfer portal, he looked to be somebody who could potentially step in and play some good minutes, but won't get to find that out here in an Auburn uniform. Next up, you've got Marcus Harrison. This is probably the biggest blow to that interior defensive line. The senior who has now moved on in hopes to fulfill his dream of being an NFL player, graduated 533 snaps. You're going to be losing right there from that young man. He was the leader in tackles along the defensive line as well. Next up along the interior defensive line is Junior, the transfer from Kentucky, and Justin Rogers, 375 snaps. He went to the NFL draft. So Justin Rogers, definitely another guy that, in my opinion, you know, with how you want your zero technique or your nose tackle to play, Justin Rogers was ideally set to be able to move in and potentially help out some more at that spot. But he decided the NFL was best for him, so he moved on. Steven Johnson, another guy that I thought was going to come in and add some size to that interior defensive line, the true freshman last year, decided to transfer out. He was a guy that flipped over from Arkansas in the draft class the previous cycle, but again, he's moved on. Aniche Sledge, man, he was a guy who I was excited about just because of the physical frame that he presented, but just never really broke through. Only 11 snaps last season. Really didn't get very many in his true freshman season either, but transferred out in the transfer portal this past year. And then Lawrence Johnson, a guy who had some good moments for Auburn. He was a transfer in from Purdue and had an opportunity to come in and make some impact, 238 snaps there from him, but he's graduated and he's moved on as well. So, you know, quite a few snaps missing from that interior defensive line of guys that were able to rotate through in a group that, again, was kind of thin last year. So, you know, I kind of had forgotten how many guys from the defensive line had moved on to another spot during this offseason. So definitely got some work to do to replace some numbers of just pure attrition from guys that actually got snaps. So of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys that left either by graduate NFL draft or transfer, you know, 5 of those 7 got snaps, 4 of them significant amount of snaps, and had not been for the injury to Nasili Kite, he'd have more snaps under his belt as well. So definitely something to keep an eye on as they progress throughout the fall is how is Auburn going to be able to, you know, fill out that that need, and then where are they going to go in the summer to be able to get, you know, some transfers in, as Coach Free said. But let's move on to the guys that are returning, because that's where you want to talk about it here in the spring. Who are the guys that are returning to this team that are going to be able to make an impact? And, you know, when you start with the returners, first and foremost, you have the freshman Keldrick Faulk. He talked about the leadership that Keldrick Faulk has stepped into as a true sophomore now coming in. He had 441 snaps. Of the returning guys, he was one of the lower graded ones, but he was a true freshman last year. 67.5 is his defensive rating, according to PFF. He was good in the run game, and that just kind of showed from the tape. I didn't need PFF to tell me that. He was good against the run, and he was a pretty sure tackler. If he got his paws on you, he was able to get you get the tackle secured. So a good job for a true freshman coming into his sophomore season. You're going to look for Keldrick Faulk to take that next step and be able to play a lot of snaps for you along that defensive line. He played a lot of snaps as a true freshman. Next on the list, you got Darren Reed, another guy who he talked about going into his red shirt freshman year. Only played 5 snaps. All 5 of those, if I'm not mistaken, came in the bowl game. Let me verify that, and just so I'm not lying to y'all about it. But yeah, see, he was a guy who did not get an opportunity to play a lot of snaps, but he did turn some heads as far as what he was doing in practices, and I think people were excited about the prospect for Darren Reed, particularly coming, you know, he came out of high school and he wasn't there last spring, but he did get in there in the fall and people were excited about what he could do. Yes, all of those snaps did come in the bowl game, so just wanted to make sure I was correct about that. But, you know, you see what he has here as far as his PFF grades on those few snaps that he did get an opportunity to do, and it looked okay. You know, he didn't grade out great, but again, a guy who really probably was just swimming last year and had needed an opportunity to get in. And now he's been in there. He's going to get into the full strength program, expecting some things from him. Za'Kavius Walker, the junior, this really was the first season that he saw a significant amount of snaps. He had been dealing with some injuries early in his Auburn career. 237 snaps last year. Was the worst graded guy out there, but I think he played well in spots, looking for him to make that next ascension for Auburn there on the defensive line. I think that he can be a guy who can provide you some interior pass rush because he's got some quickness to him. Looking forward to seeing what Walker does coming up. Next couple of guys here are guys who are not scholarship guys, walk-ons, haven't seen any game duty last season in Joe Frazier, Godwin Owolabi, and Garrison Walker there. But, you know, they're there and they provide depth The next guy who I have been particularly excited about seeing just because of what he did show in the bowl game, and that was Quintrell, a.k.a. Bobby Jamison Travis. He's a guy who I think can come in and really give some quality minutes for this team along the defensive line. I liked what I saw from him in his short availability there in the bowl game. 36 snaps, graded out really well. I'm excited about the prospects of that young man being able to play along the defensive line and what he's going to bring. And then the guy that Coach Freeze called to the carpet and a guy that you expect to step up, and that's Jason Jones. 347 snaps last year. He was one of actually the better graded defensive linemen. I think he gets flack sometimes, and then you hear Coach Freeze say, you know, they're going to need him to step up and play big for them. And I think, you know, he's just going to need to be more productive. Last year, he was asked to do stuff where it was really more so, you know, engage at the point of contact and anchor down, which is not really his strength. If this season they're going to change to a little bit more of a gap scheme instead, well, a single gap scheme and rather than a two gap scheme up front, I think that will fit a little bit better with what the strength of Jason Jones is. Or if they're going to allow him to move away from playing like a zero technique, I think it's going to be a little bit better for him. But he's a big guy in there, and he's going to need to be able to carry his weight, both literally and figuratively, for this defense in order for them to be good. But looking forward to seeing how he progresses. And it's going to be interesting to see who decides to stick around from this group after the spring, which I don't expect any of them really would need to. If you're rotating properly, there should be plenty of snaps available for all of them.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Drop! Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
Drop! Now let's move on to some of the guys that have been added to this room. So, you know, again, this is coming straight from what we have on the Auburn website. And you start here with Williams, who is, you know, the true freshman here. And, you know, he's a guy who I think is going to play a little bit of the defensive end. I thought he was going to be actually moving over into that buck position. But he is currently slated as a defensive lineman. You know, he definitely has the speed to be able to be a pass rusher on the exterior there, but 6'2", 253 is what he's coming in at. So going to be interesting to see how they utilize him and what ways they try to get him activated there on that defensive line. TJ Lindsey, the true freshman, a big guy, 6'3", 275 there coming in. He already has the ideal size to be in a people mover out there, and looking forward to seeing how he's able to perform. Malik Blockton is another one that has come in 6'3", 281. Like, he's already man-sized out there, ready to go out there and be effective, I think, immediately as far as his size. Once he understands really kind of how he needs to work there on the interior defensive line, looking forward to him being able to get in and get some quality minutes. And then you've got the two transfers. Trill Carter, the senior coming over from Texas. He was previously at Minnesota. We've done some film stuff on him. If you're not a member, you won't be able to see that. But if you are a Green Name Gang, go and watch the Trill Carter film. You've got that available for you then to watch the film playlist. So make sure you check that out. But graded out fairly well. 67.1, really a run stopper. If you really look at his film, he has some times where he's gotten in there and done some pass rushing. He can be an interior pass rush guy, but he is undersized from his height perspective, right? He is a 6 foot guy, right? And most of these guys on the interior defensive line, 6'2 and up. So he is a little undersized, but coming in at 287, definitely has the girth to be able to play on the interior defensive line, but he wins with quickness quite a bit from what he's doing there. Looking forward to seeing how he contributes and how he's able to give some solidified experience for that group. 246 snaps last season there for Texas. And then Gage Keys, who had 301 snaps. Again, a guy who is, he's taller, but a little leaner. So it's going to be interesting to see where he moves along that defensive front for this team. He's coming in at 6'4", 279, the junior transferred over from Kansas. Also have some watch the film stuff on him if you want to check that out, Green Name Gang. But for these guys, the question is going to be who is going to be the solidified guy there on the interior that can come out there and make plays consistently for this defense. DJ Durkin has had really great front sevens everywhere that he's went. He's been able to produce good front sevens that have helped out the defensive backfield to be able to be a solidified unit, and where he hasn't needed, you know, stellar, you know, sticky corners out there. You're generating stuff with your front seven. Hopefully that will continue to be the case, but it's going to start with those guys up front. Looking forward to seeing who steps up. So we ask the question every single time amongst the folks that are coming of this group of the guys that we're talking about. Who has the most to prove? Who's the guy that is coming in and you want to say, hey, this guy really needs to show me something this year? And I think that rests completely on the guy that Coach Hugh Freeze calls out, and that's Jason Jones. Jason Jones, I think, is a guy who, you know, he's got NFL aspirations. This is the year. This is his prove it year. He needs to prove that he is ready to take the next step and he can be a significant contributor. I think when you turn on the tape, if you know what you're looking for, you see a guy in Jason Jones that actually does contribute to the overall success of the defense, and he's doing what he's been asked to do consistently. I think he needs to be a game wrecker this season, though. I think he needs to be a guy along that defensive line, and when you go and you look at what you have coming with your new defensive line coach, can that unit be able to produce? Now, they've got the continuity of the voice in the room. Are they going to be able to produce at a level that will allow a new defensive coordinator to feel at liberty to, you know, move his linebackers around a bit and, you know, not have to blitz as much or be more creative in the way that they're going to attack teams? You know, Coach Freeze also talked about DJ Durkin and the concentration they have on not giving up big plays. So I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing what that defensive line unit does and how they're going to utilize the assets that they have. But first and foremost, I think Jason Jones is the guy that's really got to come out here and prove some things. Next up, I really think, you know, I'm going to focus really more so on the older guys in this group. You got to look at Trill Carter, right? Trill Carter, this is his last year of eligibility. He needs to prove that he can go out here and be a significant contributor as well if he has aspirations to move up to that next level. I think that this is, you know, of course, this is his last stop collegiately, but he needs to come in and really be a difference maker and not just a guy who was here for depth, but a guy who's going to come in and really make a name for himself in his final season as he looks to make that transition to the NFL. And then, last but not least, as far as guys who I think really should be coming in thinking to myself, I need to prove something this spring particularly, I think it's going to be Zeke Walker. Zacavius Walker is a guy who's been at Auburn for a few years now. This is his junior year coming up, and he needs to work his way into this consistent rotation. He'd been hurt a little bit earlier in his career. Can he stay healthy, number one? And number two, can he come out there and give you some solid contributions so that you are able to not have to rely so much on your freshmen coming in? Let the freshmen be guys who you have to keep them off the field, not you need to play them because the guys in front of them that are older aren't able to give you what you need. So Zeke Walker is the other guy that I'm looking to really make some impressions and step up in his leadership out there, not necessarily being a vocal leader, but a guy who's going to show by example that he's going to come out there and outwork everybody out there. I think he's got the want to. This is going to be a prove it spring for him to go out there and be able to execute that. All right, but I want to hear from you all. What do you guys think about this defensive line unit? Is it something that you're concerned about? Coach Freeze is concerned. I've seen some concerns from some people. I've been concerned in saying, hey, I think we need some more depth along that unit, but I want to hear your thoughts on this unit. And who are the folks that you think this spring, not necessarily going into the season, but this spring need to prove to the coaches, hey, they're ready to take the next step? I want to hear that from you guys right down there in the comments section. Before you get out of here, you definitely need to know today's morning drop and all of them are brought to you by our folks over there at Rogue Shop. Make sure you hit them up. RogueShop.com is your place for America's number one online dispensary. Whether that's sleep, stress, pain, anxiety, they've got a remedy for you. Use code REPORT when you do to go over there to get a little something off of your purchase. Before you get out of here, make sure you like this video. Make sure you are subscribing to this channel. Make sure you are sharing this content and make sure you come back the next time, because we got so much more for you guys. We'll be back tonight with the Midweek Report. We'll be talking Auburn basketball. We'll be talking women's basketball. We will be talking about maybe a little baseball. I don't know, but we will definitely be having the conversation. But until then, and as always...